Man back on the show at 525. We're going to play a little draft game. I'm going to put Mitch and Tyler to the test at 450. Squeeze in a couple things here. Man, usually I wouldn't do this. I was just perusing some of the message boards during the break, which is just always, it just winds up getting me angry at how stupid people are. But I try and see what everyone's talking about. In proof that you can find somebody to hate on anything, the Atlanta Falcons kid, man, I can't believe I was spacing on his name. He was the UCLA pass rusher that went up on stage when he got drafted with the picture of his grandma who raised him, and he had made a promise to her right before she died that he was going to make it to D1 football, and he not only did that, but he got drafted, and he was fired up, man, yelling about it, excited. People hating on it.
Takaris McKinley.
I think they call him Tack, right?
Tack.
T-A-K-K, like Tack?
Right.
That's what I remembered. Yeah. People hating on that and talking about the kid's character because of being
red
excited.
Flags.
Because of being excited that he lived up to Joe Mixon got drafted, man.
And he wasn't the only one.
And we're gonna attack, yeah, the kid from Florida too, that the Browns took. And we're gonna crush this kid because he was excited that he made a promise to his grandmother on her deathbed. And made it to D1 football.
D.D. Westbrook was
background.
Taken.
Yeah, D.D. Westbrook was taken with. It's just people suck, man.
Yep,
people suck.
That's the best part of the first round.
It makes
in
me.
My opinion.
It makes me. I've said on the show before. I've never fought anybody. It makes me want to fight people. It makes me want to fight people. So do the Royals right now. Kind of. Maybe not that fired up about it, but
you remember when we had it was on April 20th because it was the day after my birthday, which I went to that game on my birthday and they won, and they had won it to get to 7-7 on the season, and we had a show and we were talking about how the Royals are fine, nothing to worry about, they have not won a game since.
That was literally that's right.
That was it. I was actually doing the math on this last night just because this is the free time I have on my hands. Last time the Royals won a game was on my birthday. I'm now 3.3% of the way to my next birthday, and they haven't won since then.
I wish you would have said that earlier. I probably would have tried to drum up the audio of that because, you know, poke some fun at us.
Right.
Yeah, look, here's the only way I can put a positive spin on this. This is not – I was trying to put a positive spin at that point in time and be like, look, we were knee-jerk reaction. I mean, teams that go on 9-game losing streaks don't make the playoffs. It's – I mean, I'll still watch. I'll still remain interested here for a little while. But the best thing I can say right now is that one thing I believe if we went back and checked the tape that I did mention at that point in time was I would at least like the Royals to be boom or bust. If they are not going to be a playoff team, it would serve the franchise for them to be completely out of it so that you can start the fire sale and restock the farm system. And we have already seen the story. The Nationals are interested in not only Kelvin Herrera, but now Lorenzo Cain because of the Adam Eaton injury. So it's all right. The talk is already starting. I know the Royals won't do anything yet, but at least this is better than them being like 3-4 games under 500 for most of the year. And then at the end of the year, you're not a playoff team and you've got nothing for all these free agents that are going to leave. At least this is a sign that they're going to be bottoming out and the decision will become easier for Dayton Moore and company.
But my question is, and I've gotten 3 or 4 tweets about this over the last week or so, people asking, man, when are they finally going to trade Hosmer? Trade him for what? You know, it's not that easy to just say, oh, well, so the Royals should trade off all their pieces. Eric Hosmer's batting 170. Alex Gordon is batting 180. Alcides Escobar is 1 for his last 32. Like, what are you trading them for? So at the very least, if the Royals are going to put on a fire sale, those guys have got to get hot first, and it's got to result in you actually bringing something into your organization that you can build with in 2018 and 2019. That's my concern right now is that the Royals, if they bottom out, they're going to bottom out to an extent that they can't even get rid of those guys.
Yeah, no, that's a legitimate concern, and a part of this too is that so the guys that people are most interested in, like Herrera, is a piece that you could actually keep around for another year. And Lorenzo Cain has – I'm just going off some speculation here, but there had been speculation he might be willing to sign a – not a super long-term deal, a little shorter-term deal to stay in Kansas City because the – you know, the biggest thing with him is just his age. You know, he's – you know, if he were to sign a long-term deal, you're talking about having him when he's 37. His age is a concern there. But these are two guys that are more valuable pieces than just the ones you would think to be trading away. So it would give you more pause. But that's how it's going to work. Like, it'll still be a trade that hurts in a lot of ways, in all likelihood, if you do have to do that. Because it is so easy right now to say, well, yeah, just get rid of Hosmer, man. The rest of Major League Baseball is watching Eric Hosmer right now, too. So his value is not going to be as high as it was. Mike Moustakas, I've even heard, do you deal Salvador Perez? Like, these are the types of things you're going to have to think about if you do want top-end prospects in return.
Even if you are going to trade Eric Hosmer, even if Eric Hosmer is batting like 230 instead of 170, do you really want to bring in a guy who's going to have Scott Boras asking for $200 million when you get to the end of the season? Like, because you know that no matter how the season goes, Scott Boras is going to be Scott Boras, and he's going to want the same amount of money regardless. Do you want that headache in your front office? I wouldn't.
No, you're making valuable points. It is still ultimately going to be better if they do bottom out, because you can get something as opposed to nothing. But it won't be as easy as we would like to think. And it also won't probably net as much value as we would like to think if things do keep going the way that they are right now. So ultimately, it's not a great situation. I was just trying to give you somewhat of a silver lining in what the Royals season has become right now. Cole Mamek's going to be on the show at 5:25. Take it easy on Elijah Lee. I'll explain that at 5:10. When we come back, though, I'm going to put Tyler and Mitch to the test with a little NFL draft game next.